Well, U.S. peanut farmers export about 25% of their crop to overseas markets. USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service is reporting now on the exports for the first 11 months of the marketing year, which will end about August the 1st. U.S. exports now are down 11.7% compared to last year. Strong exports continue in peanut butter, up almost 23.5%. In peanut butter, the number one buyer is Canada by far. Second is Nigeria. Third is Germany. Fourth is Mexico. And fifth is Japan. All of those buying major shipments of peanut butter, up 23.5%. Raw shell peanuts are down only 7% for last year, which was a very good year for U.S. peanut farmers. On raw shell peanuts, the number one buyer again is Canada, mainly for making that peanut butter. Mexico's number two. The Netherlands is number three. United Kingdom number four. And number five is Russia. Russia has a new Mars chocolate plant. And so far, they have not been prevented from shipping peanuts into that market, even though there has been food exempt and also food restrictions going into Russia. On in-shell peanuts, mainly produced in North Carolina, Virginia, they're down 28.3% on exports as supplies have tightened. They have a total of Germany being the number one, and number two is the Netherlands, number three, Italy, followed by Spain and Mexico, but down 28.3%. A lot of questions about China. Will they come back to the market? Shipments through Vietnam last year were 33,000 metric tons during June, only 2,500 metric tons this year. Traders also report they are having some problems with getting peanuts blanched. The blanched market is backed up, and they need blanched peanuts going into Europe. But right now, you can't get in the schedule. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.